and advocate for those affected by sexual and domestic violence, child abuse, and neglect. Will you please join me in that fight? To show support, please visit soskansas.com/heroes for hope and help me reach my goal of raising $1,000 for SOS. Don't forget to include you're a part of my team by listing my name in the honor of field on the donation page. Any amount helps. Thank you so much, Emporia.
KBOE live and local, cloud cover 32 degrees. It is 8:43.
KVOE, 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here this Wednesday morning, we have Sandy Carlson and Kelly Tastove, organizers of Symphony in the Flint Hills, joining us here today.
Nice to have them. Sandy is the Flint Symphony in the Flint Hills Program Director, and Kelly is the Operations Manager and Donor Relations Manager for the Symphony in the Flint Hills. Sandy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Kelly, hello.
Hi. We're happy to be here.
Glad to have you on with us. And Sandy, the ticket process got started here this past weekend. And the way it sounds, at least with an email conversation I had with Carrie Lindemann, who handles a lot of your media relations duties, the process started pretty strong here this weekend.
It did. Tickets went on sale Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and it was a success. Things have gone well, and we're still selling tickets. And it was a smooth, easy process, and we're excited.
Well, we like to hear smooth and easy. That's always a good thing.
We do too.
Symphony in the Flint Hills is coming up June 11th. Kelly, give us the location this year.
This year, we're going to be at Irma's Pasture, which is in Chase County, about 8 miles south of Cottonwood Falls on Highway 177. This is an easy site to get to. You're going to pull off the highway and go down a short little lane, and you'll be in the pasture where the parking's going to be. I have to tell everybody I'm a little bit biased because the site is at Bazaar, and I live at Bazaar, and I'm excited to show the area off to everyone.
I have to ask, when the news release came out here leading into the ticket sales, a lot of people may remember, a lot of people may not, but this was the site where the Symphony in the Flint Hills was set to go, and then they had the severe thunderstorm the night before, the morning of, which essentially took out the Symphony in the Flint Hills process back in 2019, I think it was. And then I saw that the weather in the Flint Hills is the focus here this time around. So, Kelly, I have to ask, are we looking for some reverse karma this time around?
Yeah, something like that. We thought we're just going to throw it all out there and see what happens, and we're going to have a great event, and we're finally going to get to show off this beautiful site to everybody.
Yeah, indeed. A site near Bazaar, and tickets are on sale as we speak. Tickets are $95 plus taxes, and that's for adults, and $50 plus taxes and fees for kids 12 and under. And Sandy, how can we get our tickets if we're interested?
Tickets can be purchased on our website at symphonyintheflinthills.org, or you can call the office 620-273-8955, and we can help you with tickets either way, the website or with a phone call.
Sandy, is the Kansas City Symphony back here for, oh my gosh, what about 16, 17 years now? Are they back here as the lead performers?
They are, and it will be their 17th year. They've been with us from the beginning, and our concert, well, the ticket gate opens at 1 o'clock on June 11th, and then the concert will begin at 6:30. And it's the concert's the highlight of the day. We watch the sunset and the Outriders come through, the symphony is joining us again.
It is something to be seen, something to behold if you have never attended the Symphony in the Flint Hills before. It is inspiring. Now, you mentioned, Sandy, that the gates will open at 1, and that means you have a day full of activities prior to the concert, don't you?
We do. We do. It is we like folks to know that it's a day-long event. It's not just the concert. We have presentations during the day, talks related to the Flint Hills or related to our theme, which is weather in the Flint Hills. We have covered wagon rides during the day. We have prairie walks. Along the nature trail, Outriders will show examples of roping. And then the concert in the evening, and after the concert, we have activities as well, a story circle time with cowboy poetry and stories and songs. We have stargazing with high-powered telescopes and a dance band. So it's a full day. You can be there at 1 in the afternoon and leave at 11 o'clock at night.
Kelly, how important is the education side of things? In addition to the concert, which is admittedly the main draw for people around the world, how important is it to have the education features that have become really part and parcel of the entire event?
The education program has actually taken on a life of its own. People come out there, and we have 5 education tents that are going to have presentations all day long. Those presentations begin at 2 o'clock. Like Sandy said, the ticket gate opens at 1, and if you've been to our event, you know that it takes a little bit of time to get from the ticket gate on up to the main site where those presentations will take place. So, you know, we tell people to come early and take advantage of everything that's going on throughout the day. They begin at 2 o'clock, the presentations, and there's a different one every 30 minutes in each of the tents. So they cover all kinds of topics. It's a wide range of speakers that will be there that day. And it really becomes an additional focus of the day. As much as the Kansas City Symphony is the focus of the evening and the concert, the presentations throughout the day become their own, have a life of their own. And we have a lot of people that give us a lot of feedback on how much they enjoy that and the education factor that's brought throughout those presentations.
Well, it is a full day. There is no doubt about that. So I would assume then, Sandy, there are places to be fed and watered, right?
Yes. Yes, there are. We do have a food tent and a beverage tent. You can order, you can have lunch, you can have dinner, and all the drink that you would like.
This is a wonderful deal. We've had a chance to cover this basically almost every year, you know, on site that it's been here in the area. And I tell you what, Sandy, you know, I mentioned here about the worldwide interest. I'm assuming now that, you know, if we've got COVID-19 protocols that are pretty much, you know, waning or gone now, I'm assuming that your interest is going to be pretty high, if not maybe at record levels here this time around.
Things are looking really good through ticket sales and the enthusiasm that we're seeing, just talking to people through the phone calls or through social media. We feel like we have a pretty good buzz going. Yeah, things feel really good this year.
Outstanding. So, again, where can people get tickets, Sandy? And I guess maybe how can you, I'm just going to ask you, can you just let us know when everything does wind up selling out?
We can.
Awesome.
We will let you know when we sell out. And again, tickets can be purchased on our website at symphonyintheflinthills.org or by calling our office number, which is 620-273-8955.
Symphony in the Flint Hills coming up June 11th here this year in Chase County. Irma's Pasture. Gates will open at 1 p.m. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kelly,
thanks for having us.
You betcha.
Glad
Kelly,
to.
Thanks.
Thank you, and get out there and get those tickets bought. We're ready to get them to everybody.
All right, thank you both. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
You.
Yeah, Sandy Carlson, who is the program director, and Kelly Tastov, the operations manager and donor relations manager for Chuck
Symphony in the Flint Hills. And boy, going to be a great show coming up here through the Kansas City Symphony in June. Want to let you know about tomorrow's schedule. As far as the morning show is concerned, it's going to be busy. We'll have Jennifer Milburn with Lyon County Public Health joining us for the county's COVID-19 situation and response. We have the ESU Buzz coming up at 8:20, and at 8:40 we'll have St. James Missionary Baptist Pastor Larry Williams joining us because the church has a ribs sale fundraiser.
Ribbit.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ribbit and a ribbit good. So that we'll be talking about that and more coming up on the morning show tomorrow.
KBOE Live and Local. Good morning. 8:52.
USD 252 Southern Lyon County is now